and we're getting set for the second half kickoff here in just a few seconds with North Star leading Kerwinsville 35-0. Kerwinsville will get the ball first in the second half, and we'll see if any adjustments have been made during halftime. But so far, I'm not sure what adjustments you possibly could make against this North Star team, because they have certainly shown their dominance in that first half.
I think you're looking for the kids that don't want to quit. I think you're looking for some sustained drives and maybe a tighter defense. Then again, we don't know how soon that North Star will maybe start subbing heavily.
Yeah.
They're not going to do it in the third quarter. I don't believe it, at least most of the third quarter.
Well, I do see Yoder loosening up his arm on the sideline here, and a long kickoff goes into the end zone for the touchback, and that'll bring the ball out to the 20. Or
Regattis kick goes into the end zone.
Kerwinsville will take over there to start the second half.
First and 10 from the 20-yard line.
And we'll see. I'm not sure. You can't really change personnel too much on Kerwinsville's side because they are such a young team.
And it's young in the season. You're not going to quit any kids.
Yeah. And, you know, we've said it time and time again, year after year after year, we've never have seen a Kerwinsville team that isn't going to show the pride and effort to try to do what they can in the game. So here we have back Colby Proud, the junior, under center. And the power eye backfield, two wideouts to the far side. Keith Hawkins up the near side. He's going to get about 3 yards there.
And remember, this entire second half will be played under the mercy rule, regardless if Kerwinsville scores 20 straight points, which means the clock won't stop. I think it stops quickly on a first down. I'm not sure about that. I know timeout, injuries, and such. But incomplete passes, penalties, keeps on rolling.
Yeah, which makes the comeback even harder, but, you know, you don't want to ever put yourself in this position anyway. So it's second down and 7. Proud setting the offense and juggles the ball, has to put it, grab a hold and take a step up the middle. I thought he had a little bit of an opening there for a moment, but it was closed down quickly, and he doesn't gain a yard.
I'm going to do a little patting on the back to bury myself. This is from our great friend, Alan Lazy. And we just love Alan. And congratulations to you and Bear, Dave, on your 22nd year of the best sports Sunday show in the state. Congrats. You guys are the best. And, Alan, I take that to heart. And God bless you, and I hope everything is good with you in retirement, and thank you for such a wonderful, wonderful statement.
Well, there's probably other people that would say that. They just don't have your number. Dial 1-800-OLD-PHONE.
Or old man.
Old man. Long pass this time, and oh, it's
nice
out
throw.
Of it was a good throw downfield, and Jack's people was open. He just ran out of room on the sideline as Proud gets it a little bit outside the line. So it will be 4th down and 7.
Yeah, Kerwinsville has a new AD in Dwayne Rigglesworth. Chris Fulmer was for a while, and they replaced Alan Lazy, who, you know, we got to work with Alan Lazy a lot of years. And you know, take nothing away from Fulmer and now Dwayne Rigglesworth. But Alan Lazy, like Bobby Gearhart from Clearfield, those are the guys that take care of the media because they know the media will take care of them. And they did a lot of stuff for us, especially Alan. Thank you so much.
Timmy Gustafson on the punt this time gets it downfield, and it hits, and it's going to be fielded there on the 45-yard line. Liam Weiser catches it and keeps North Star from getting any return at all.
And the clock even runs on the punt.
On the change
of
possession.
Been downed. So we obviously we don't want to see any injuries or anything, but this second half will go quickly.
Well, just a little bit more about Alan. Alan and I were on the same senior little league team back in when we were teenagers, and
I'm sure Alan was the straw that stirred the drink.
Well, he played the hot corner, and he was
our
third baseman.
Tough
and
kid.
And we did pretty well back then, but we supported each other as coaches too, and
yes,
I appreciated every minute of that with Alan. So, pitch is outside to Latsky. Latsky's going to be pulled down after about a three-yard gain.
If I'm head coach Shane Smith of North Star, I do not want to see my quarterback take too many hits this half.
Yeah.
No need to.
Yeah.
I mean, needs to get the other ball carriers involved. We're probably going to see some subs pretty soon.
Yeah.
Because we're already at the 7.5-minute mark.
And to, you know, those other guys need the playing time. Because later on in this season, when you get to a playoff or some of the other games this season, you're going to need those guys to step up and do their job, too.
And we all know there's going to be tougher games ahead for North Star.
So it is second down and 7 now. In the backfield all by himself is Yoder. 3 wide out to the near side. Yoder up the middle with the run. He's cutting by the 40, down the 35 to the 30, still on his feet. And he is into
run.
The 20-yard line.
What a
run.
Finally,
Kobe
Proud finally brings him down along with Jace Dunn.
A little surprised that they let him run the ball.
Well,
he can't quit playing, but North Star will probably, again, put a backup quarterback in fourth quarter with different running backs and different receivers and test some new linemen. You don't have to put everybody in all at one time.
No.
Let a lot of the younger guys play with some of the starters so they get a good feel.
Right. And that was Coach Smith telling you didn't know what you're talking about because that was a straight run by Yoder that time. This time he fakes the handoff. Now he's going to the end zone. Jax Peoples knocks it down. Another good defensive play by Peoples. That boy, that was Max Priestess down in the end zone. And Jax Peoples gets a hand on it and knocks it to the ground.
North Star is still playing very aggressive.
Yep. It'll be second and 10 from the 20 now, from Kermansville's 20. And Yoder remains in there. 5:50 left on the clock running here in the third quarter. Yoder in the backfield in the... with the single man to his left, that is Latsky. 2 wide outs to the near side. He's going over the middle this time. Another good defensive play by Peoples.
Pass again intended for Priestess.
As he reached around in front of Priestess that time to knock the ball down.
Peoples got some time last year as a freshman, and we can certainly see why now as a sophomore he's in there a lot.
Yeah, that was just a nice reach over, reach around. Knocked the ball out of Priestess's hands, and it's 3rd and 10 now.
I did notice a couple plays ago, North Star let the play clock go down to 1.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what they'll do now. We're under 20, but the linemen aren't in their position yet, and good job by Yoder letting the clock run down.
Gets it off at 10 seconds. Pass over the middle is complete. That time to number 12. That is Xavier Scott. He's going
to
be short.
Completed to number 12, Xavier Scott.
And he's going to gain maybe 4 yards there down to the 16-yard line.
Next week,
they're going to put him at the 15.
North Star will be home here against Myersdale. And again, Kerbinsville will be home against Mount
Union. Sean Heminger, the kicker, is in there for the field goal. He's been warming up on the sideline all night, hoping for this spot. It's going to be a
30-yarder?
24.
Yeah,
20
plus 10
would
be a
30-yard
field goal.
Kermansville is offsides here, and it's going to give a first down.
Offsides on the defense.
Much to the dismay of Heminger.
disappointed person in the stadium.
Was not on the defense.
Decline the penalty.
Yeah, decline that, Coach. I want to kick it. He aggressively picked up his tee.
Yeah. Wonder what he mumbled.
I don't know.
Now it's first and goal.
First and goal from the 9. Yoder back. He's going to pass the ball. Had a man at his feet. Has to hurry the ball. Throws up another soft pass. It is caught by Scott, but there is a flag down. There was a lot of activity out in front of Scott. Scott had to come out of the end zone to catch it at the 1 yard line. Pass interference. It's offensive pass interference. And that
was
further downfield about the line of scrimmage where somebody was getting jostled by one of the offensive guys. And that's going to bring it back to another first down. And, oh, where are they at?
First and goal at the 24.
First and goal at the 24 yard line.
They did stop the clock on that penalty. Now, after it's all marked off, they will
crank it up again.
First and goal now from the 24 yard line.
Hemminger might want to warm his leg up again just in case we get some good defensive stops here by the Tide. Lasky in the backfield is going to take the ball up the middle. Now he's going to kick it out to the right. Down to the 10-yard line. So a 14-yard gain by Lasky. Brought down by Proud. And who was there with him? That was Jeremiah Holland, also on the tackle. And taking their time again. Yoder,
I like the sportsmanship here.
It is. Yeah. Yoder has another discussion with one of his wideouts. That's Gavin Nicholson. Had to come back and say, I don't know whether that means he's going to Nicholson, but it does. Oh, there's a nice pass.
Colson.
I'm not sure that wasn't to Nicholson, and Colson just stepped in the way because he had to lunge forward for that pass. 1:58 to go, and we didn't stop the clock, but the extra point, and Hemminger has gotten his attempts in here from the extra point position. And the ball is down, it's up, and that is good. I think he could have made that one from 30 yards out. So with 1:54 left to play in this third quarter, it is a 42-0 lead in favor of the Cougars.
Back in 60 seconds.
Regetta on the kickoff, and it is taken there by Weiser. Weiser picks it up at the 11, and he's going to scoot out to the 25-yard line.
By the way, Casey Yoder, he threw 5 touchdown passes last week against West Branch. He has 4 tonight.
Good defense.
Or Pacey's going to hit 40.
Yeah.
But we know the competition,
yep,
obviously, once in a while will get tougher.
So we are at the clock running. We're at about the 1:10 mark in Kerwinsville, late getting a man on the field. And the play clock at 20, well, they haven't started the play clock yet. Kerwinsville comes out, and Proud under center. Too many guys on the field for North Star, but they get off. And we have a football Friday. Friday winner for this week. That would be Jacqueline Zimmerman of Drifting. Jacqueline Zimmerman, congratulations. You are the Friday football winner. Stop into the WOKW station for your fabulous prize.
Timeout called by North Star. 42-0, not sure what that was about. But
they had too many guys on the field, and I think they wanted to avoid the penalty. But you know,
I was getting the information from Ty about Jacqueline Zimmerman of Drifting winning the Football Friday contest.
They don't let us know what the fabulous prize is. Maybe we should start asking what the fabulous prize is.
I think it would be nice to award a Football Friday prize package to one of the four announcers on Friday night.
Yeah. We could have the listeners vote and vote for a winner.
I'm sure I'll be blanked on that one.
Well, they all know your name. It might not be fair.
Everyone knows my name suddenly.
For many
story,
different reasons.
There's a story behind that.
First and 10 now for Kermansville. Pride hands it off. And straight up the middle is Hawkins. Hawkins going to get about 16 yards on that play. As he rambles out to the 41-yard line.
Ty Lynch, he just texted me, just, I don't even know what's in those prizes.
Oh, man. So who's cleaning out their underwear drawers to get the fabulous prizes or something? I don't know.
That was Rusty McCracken, folks. We'll be back for the fourth quarter.
I only say that because my brother used to do that, and he used to make us buy whatever crap he had in his underwear drawer. Take our paper
kids,
route money.
You had, what, 13 kids in your family?
No, just 9.
I bet there were a lot of joking in that family.
Seven
boys, 2 girls?
7 boys and 2 girls, yep.
And there are parents who are saints.
Yeah, well.
You had 2 of them.
Yeah. All right, so we'll call, and that is the end of the third quarter.
The third
and
quarter.
We'll come back in just 1 minute.